PUSLINCH, while neighbors of a future trucking depot are disappointed council approved the industrial rezoning making it possible, that doesn't mean they're done fighting it. During a council meeting Wednesday morning, citizens in the gallery shook their heads as councillors unanimously approved the rezoning of the controversial trucking depot, noticeably avoiding eye contact with a community center filled with residents opposed to the development. This decision follows Wellington Motor Freight's application to rezone 128 Brock Road South, a 15-acre property near Gilmore Road, to permit a three-story office building and warehouse along with a parking area for trucks. Totaling just under 218,000 square feet, the new location would consolidate an existing office in Paslinch and Campbellville for over 100 employees and an additional 50 drivers. A citizens group opposed to the plan says it plans on appealing the decision to the Ontario Land Tribunal. "We're not being listened to, that's very clear," said Lisa Russ, one of the members of One Aberfoyle. "I understand that council's hands are very tied when it comes to what they can do, but the council has a responsibility to this community to also ensure that they're the shepherds of what Paslinch is." The group's main concerns revolve around how developing a trucking hub at the entrance of their town will impact the character and lives of those who already live there. Council's decision was deferred last month due to internal legal matters. "We have seen a willingness to mitigate our concerns, but our combined opinion hasn't changed," said Alistair McCluskey, who delegated for community group One Aberfoyle, during the meeting. "We're asking you to seriously consider how we greet people when they enter Aberfoyle." While most councillors acknowledged the validity of residents' concerns, they felt the best way to address traffic concerns was by increasing the minimum size of the property's future warehouse as a way to limit the parking lot size. "We've heard from staff on the options available, and I think that what we have now is the best we can achieve for this specific property," said Coun. John Sepulis, during the meeting. "It's this or undergoing the risk of going back out and getting a worse applicant." Other councillors directly acknowledged that they were having trouble making a decision but felt bound to municipal guidelines. "We have to look at the use, not the user, when making decisions," said Coun. Jessica Goida. "As a council, we are legislated to have a very narrow focus when considering these applications, and that definitely makes things difficult and complicated." But the group said their objection is not with the number of inactive trucks parked in the lot, but with how many will be coming and going from the property. "Yes, there have been some good changes to this amendment, but it feels like the lack of transparency now has broken the trust," said Russ. "You can't have it one way and then ask us to accept that it's just about use." Isabel Buckmaster is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.